The Instructor Podcast with Terry Cook, talking with leaders, innovators, experts and game changers about what drives them.
Thank you for listening to the Instructor Podcast short lessons. In these bite-sized episodes, I dive back into the archives and pull out a nugget of information or inspiration to get you thinking. And today we're heading back to May of 2022, when I spoke to the enigma that is Nick Oakes, and we discussed copywriting and SEO. Now, I've included a link to the full episode in the show notes, and I admit I'm biased, but I'd highly recommend you go and check that out. But just before you do, allow me to direct you towards the Instructor Podcast website. Now, over there, you'll find all the previous episodes, a ton of free resources, and more details about the Instructor Premium membership, which currently has a 1 week free trial that is completely free. So head over to theinstructorpodcast.com. But for now, enjoy this short lesson.
I'm going to ask you these two together initially, because I think a lot of people don't actually know what it is. So SEO, which is search engine optimization, and copy. Okay. What are these two mythical things that we hear people talk about all the time?
So when you're talking about, so for instance, if you're doing social media stuff, if you weren't in that space, anything that is written is classed as copy. So a book would be copy. You know, like, yeah, anything that's written down basically is copy. So if you were putting an advert into, driving structured advert into the local newspaper, they're going to say to you, you've got the copy to go with that. It's always used as copy. But what's quite confusing is as soon as we've had this launch of, like, social media world, copy is now classified as something that has an intention to it. It's classed as sales, always sale, but there's a call to action on copy. So with your adverts, it's copy. Whereas generally talking on social media, you're filling your feeds up with content. You're keeping people, it's the chatter. So I equate the difference as being your content is the chatter at the coffee machine at work. It's letting people know what you did at the weekend. It might be sharing a picture of your dog. All that stuff is okay because people want to know that you're a human being behind your business. So that's your content, is your chatter. And then the copy is when you go back to work to your desk, and that's where the intention, you know what you're doing, that time has an intention, and that's where your copy is then saying, well, this is why you need to do this, it might be, and it's got that call to it. It's got a very clear intention to it. It's not just chatter. So that's what copy, copy is anything written where you tell people something about yourself that, could be a potential solution for them, and then they can act on it. So that's the copy. The SEO side of it, so the search engine optimization is obviously the search engines. They've got so many algorithms. You've seen it. You do a search in Google and you've got billions of results in like nanoseconds. So it goes through a hell of a lot of copy for it to be able, and words and content, for it to be able to choose what it thinks you were looking for. And I think, a lot of people slate Google, but I think if you want to look at any business model, you've got to look at Google, because they spend billions on making sure that they are exactly what that user wants. So if you're ever confused about what to do with your own business, go and start looking at how Google would do something. Start Googling things and look at how Google presents the information to you, and look at the trends that you can find, and that will really help you. But in terms of what the optimization is, it's having what you have online presented in a way that when people are searching for your services, they can find it. And that sounds really simple. So if you've got a driving instructor's website and you are in Chester, you'd have words in there that will basically say, a driving instructor in Chester, when people search for it, there's an intent for them to find it, you come up. But the problem that you've got is, Google's fantastic at intent, and I'll cover that in a bit to help you out a bit, but the problem that you've got is you're not the only driving instructor in Chester. So what Google will look at is, well, which is the best person to present? And this is where your optimization comes in, which I'll explain what you can do to help yourself with that. But in a nutshell, that's it. Does that help?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. But just before we dive into that side of it, I'll kind of give you an example that relates to me, because I find all this fascinating. I really do. And I'm going to try and not go too in the route of just making it about me and what I want to know this time. I want to present it for the listeners as well. But the one that really caught my attention recently was on the podcast, because the search engine for podcasts is pretty much identical to when you go onto a search engine for Google or anything like that. And I've seen someone comment, I think it was on Facebook, that they couldn't find any podcasts for driving instructors. I'm like, why, what are you searching for? And I went on and I searched for driving instructor, driving lessons, all this kind of stuff. And it's coming up with the instructor podcast first on almost everything. All right, so why can't, and then because the acronym for a driving instructor is ADI. So I typed in ADI, nothing. There's no podcast under that's come under the search for ADI. And I looked at all of my copy on my show notes and descriptions, and ADI was nowhere.
All right.
So now I've got to start putting ADI into everything, including that, so that now if someone goes onto the podcast search engine and types in ADI, it'll actually bring up these episodes. And that's essentially it, isn't it?
I don't ever want to bamboozle people with bigger words. But because I homemade my son, this one comes a lot. But one of the things that will help you, so what you want to do, so I'll give you a little bit of an example. I was doing some SEO for a client a few weeks back, and she does juice bars. She's Australian and she does all the juicing. And she was really, but she's also a nutritionist. And I kept putting dietitian into her copy. And she was really anal about the fact that I don't want a dietitian and I'm not a dietitian. I was like, no, you're not. But you've got to optimize for the uneducated. What will they be searching for? What will they be looking for? And if I knew that I'd got an issue with my diet, I'd go dietitian first rather than nutrition. And then I went into Google Trends, which I'll cover that in a second if you like. But if you go into Google Trends and look what people are looking for, you can do comparisons. So not dietitian versus nutrition. You know, in the UK over the last 12 months, and I showed her that dietitian just won absolutely loads. So you've got to sweep up. I'm going to say this with total love. It's not with anybody, but just sweep up the stupid. You know, how much of the, that's just, I wouldn't say that because it's an easy way to think of it, but really dumb down, you know, what are the, if you, especially if you're somebody like you guys are dealing with some really young kids, for instance, you know, if they've just, you know, just passed, you know, like driving age, and they're literally straight on there, they're not going to be, you know, savvy about what they need to be looking for. They're just going to be like, I want a driving instructor or whatever. So, yeah, sweep up the synonyms of everything that it could. If you're writing your copy and you want to optimize it, just jump into Google and write synonyms for this, and then just make a note of, you know, 4 or 5 words that over a period of time you can just get into your, you know, right when you're writing about it. Just so the way that I do it is I just literally write whatever I want, then I'll jump into Google and do some synonyms, and I switch a few words out at the last minute. So the flow of the language is still there in that humanistic way that we speak, but I didn't keyword stuff it because Google will know that you're doing that. So go in, once you've finished it and once you've finished writing something, then go and look at some synonyms and look at where you can switch a few words around to include them so that you haven't changed the, you know, the syntax of our language, how we speak. But you've beautifully optimised it with hardly any extra work.
The Instructor Podcast with Terry Cook. Talking with leaders, innovators, experts and game changers about what drives them.